From Islamic Finance News, the world's leading Islamic finance news provider, this is IFN Podcast.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and very good morning for everybody here. First of all, I would like to thank the organizer for inviting me to provide the keynote address this morning. And I would like also to welcome everybody to the IFN Oman Forum and Dialogue 2023, which has been organized by the Red Money Group in partnership with Capital Market Authority and other market players. The Capital Market Authority, CMA, certainly welcome the organization of such event in Muscat, and would like and I would like to congratulate and thank the Red Money Group and the market player for selecting Oman to organize this event. Ladies and gentlemen, within a span of 10 years, Islamic finance has emerged as one of the fastest growing segments within the financial service industry in Oman. Since the establishment of two Islamic banks and six Islamic banking windows in 2013. Since then, the capital market sector, the Muscat Stock Exchange, MSX, Sharia Index was launched with Sharia compliance listed companies on the MSX. Islamic Investment Fund has been established, Oman Sufarian Sukuk and Corporate Sukuk with various Sharia structure had been issued. Within two takaful operators are currently licensed in the local takaful market. The CMA had promoted the issuance of the first Oman Sufarian Sukuk, the first standalone corporate Sukuk, and the first Sukuk program, and the first retail Sukuk, and also the first dual currency Sukuk, both in Omani Riyal and US currency and US dollar, and the first perpetual Sukuk in Oman. The various Sukuk that had been issued thus far will certainly contribute toward building a windshield curve in Oman and hopefully motivate further Sukuk issuance in the local market. We have also seen the issuance of two Islamic REITs and first conventional REITs with total fund size of about 110 million Oman Riyal, about 286 million US dollar, listed on the MSX. In addition, the CMA had led the development of the crowdfunding fintech industry in Oman to enhance financial inclusion, including for the SME sector, and had promoted establishment of the first global Islamic crowdfunding platform in the country. This new crowdfunding framework issued in 2021 is the first in the Gulf region to allow global cross-border fundraising and investment where most countries don't provide. Currently, the CMA has licensed 9 crowdfunding platforms. All the above initiatives are supported by the new securities law, Sukuk regulations, REITs fund regulation for both conventional and Islamic, rules for crowdfunding platforms for both conventional and Islamic, takaful law and takaful regulation that has been issued by the CMA. The CMA is also waiting from the relevant ministries to finalize the issuance of the new regulatory framework for ESG, sustainable bond and Sukuk, the venture capital private equity fund for both conventional and Islamic. In addition, we are currently developing the virtual or digital asset industry in Oman and establishing the regulatory framework. On this note, the CMA had recently issued Oman's Virtual Asset Regulatory Framework consultation paper for public feedback, and is only one of the few countries in the Middle East region undertaking this initiative. Digital assets are also considered Sharia permissible in some countries, and I believe there will be also a panel session at the end of this forum discussing some of the Islamic fintech and digital initiatives in Oman. Ladies and gentlemen, the CMA is continuously enhancing and putting in place the building block to ensure an effective and dynamic Islamic capital market and takaful market in the country. some of the CME initiative has begun to bear fruit. This can be seen in the growth size of the Islamic capital market and takaful market. As of 31st December 2022, the Islamic capital market value, comprising of Islamic equity, Sukuk, and Islamic investment fund, had grown rapidly to about 2.9 billion Omani riyal, about 7.54 billion US dollar, from zero in 2013, representing about 12% of the total capital market value in Oman. This Islamic capital market value doesn't include the additional Sufarian Sukuk issuance that was issued by the Oman government, Ministry of Finance, outside the country. With regard to the total market size, the premium had reached to 76.3 million riyal Omani, about 198 million US dollar, as end of 2022, representing about 14% of the total insurance premium for the both conventional and Islamic in Oman. This is grown as this is a commendable growth, as 10 years ago, both the Islamic capital market and the takaful market value contribution to the overall market and insurance in Oman was non-existent. As such, based on what we have seen thus far, the Omani capital market together with the Islamic finance will play a key role in the growth of the country's economy, while meeting the growing need of the consumer, companies, and maqasid al-sharia. Ladies and gentlemen, within the facilitative initiative being taken by the CMA, we hope this will motivate further issuance of Islamic capital market products such as Sukuk issuance and Islamic investment fund from the private sector player in order to meet their funding needs, while diversifying the financial base and systematic risk away of the traditional banking industry. Further Sukuk issuance will provide an essential liquidity management instrument and investment avenues for both Islamic and conventional financial institution. Investment fund and takaful insurance operation in Oman. All of this will be a conducive environment to attract required foreign investment in the country, inshallah. Nevertheless, all of this initiative cannot be undertaken by the CMA alone. We certainly welcome in any feedback from the market players for improvement and jointly work together to develop the market. In addition, we would like, and we need also the market players, especially the intermediaries, to play their part in attracting companies to come to our capital market. Ladies and gentlemen, before I conclude, I would like to express my sincere gratitude once again to all of you for your presence here and participating in this event, especially those who come from outside the country. Nevertheless, we should not rest in our laurels. What we have achieved this far, it is just a beginning. We need to ponder on how we should move the Islamic financial market to the next level in tandem with the main global financial market standards. We need to be more pragmatic and facilitative in our approach, but without sacrificing our principle. We need to come up with more innovative instrument and not just mimicking the standards conventional one. We need to understand the need of the people and the market and whether bring the financial inclusion to them. Finally, I would like to thank you again, and I wish you a fruitful meeting, inshallah, today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on the Islamic finance industry, log on to www.islamicfinancenews.com. You can also listen to IFN Podcast on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.